gorgeous Tuesday morning. Right now, sunshine and 56 in Holland, 56 in Zealand as well, where our own, well, she's not really our own, but can we call you our own Jan Musin? Can we do that?
Certainly.
Well, you've been around here long enough, so I guess we can do that. But it's the garden party with Master Gardener Jan Musin, DeBrine Seed in Zealand. And what a fine, fine morning it is, Ms. The Divine Ms. M.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. You'll go with it, won't you?
I will run with that one. Yeah. Yes.
What a beautiful morning.
It's a lovely morning.
As we talked, as I produced your show last Saturday, that tulips have come and gone. No more tulips until next year, right?
That's about it. Yep. Sorry, folks, but tulips are just one of those little haunting things that just come by just for a short little time to visit us.
It's kind of like Santa Claus. Comes in,
yeah,
comes out. We don't see him until next year. But we've got a lot going on here. Late spring, of course, summertime, as they say, right around the corner. Jan, let's start out for the fun stuff. What's new at DeBrine's? Always something new at DeBrine's.
Well, we still have our plants available. So tomatoes, peppers, cabbage, cauliflower. There's squash. There's pickles. There's all kinds of plants out there. There's herb plants. There's no strawberries. They're gone. Once you start seeing something at the farmer's market, it's probably too late to plant it. So strawberries are gone.
I see.
Asparagus is gone because we're seeing that at the farmer's market too. But we do have lots and lots of potatoes. You still can do reds, yellows, whites, purples, pinks, whatever you want to do, whatever color you like of potatoes. We've got onion sets, red, white, and yellow.
All right.
No blues there, but we've got flower plants. We've got some beautiful hanging baskets. We've got the cemetery liners and the pails, as well as lots of seed. But coming up this weekend, drum roll, this is what everybody waits for.
Oh, I know what's coming.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes are coming. Yeah. Around Memorial Day, somewhere around next Monday?
They should be in the store on Thursday. So how exciting is that?
All right. Your favorite way to make and or eat sweet potatoes? Me, mashed. A lot of butter.
Mashed is good. I like a good baked sweet potato too, though.
Either or. Sounds good to me. And that's coming
around
Memorial Day. Jan Musin is Master Gardener at DeBrine Seed in Zealand. She checks in with us each Tuesday morning with a garden party. And then back with Gary and Talk of the Town at about 10:10 with a garden hour. Got to talk about aid for Puerto Rico. I always like to remind folks about that, Jan.
Yeah, I am still collecting anything, any medications that you didn't use up for your dog or cat or ferret or bunny or whatever you had, I will take it. Even medications that you had, I will take that too. If you didn't use it all, I'll send it down there. As well as very gently used collars and leashes, things like that. Nursing bottles, KMR, Espalac, bandaging material. I will take that all and send it down to Puerto Rico.
I bet you get a photo or two on occasion to say, hey, look at this nice scarf or whatever that you sent down. Look at Rover here.
One time someone had donated all these little sweaters. It must have been like a small chihuahua. And all these sweaters, some were like Christmas sweaters. Some were, one looked like an Easter bunny. And someone donated it. So I'll just put it in the box. I get a picture of this. This litter of puppies, and it must have been cold in Puerto Rico, and they're all wearing one of the sweaters.
How nice. That is awesome. Hey, Jan, I do believe we may have a phone call for you. Good morning. You're on, I was going to say Talk of the Town, but no, you're on a garden party. Do you have a question for Jan Musin? Good morning.
Yeah, I do. Hi. A question about trees. Is there a place that you can send an image of something going on with a tree to have them say, this is what you possibly might have, or you have to call an arborist come out, or it's just a, I don't know, it's a little weird area on a large tree in our backyard, and I didn't.
You can take a picture of it and bring it in here. We can see what it looks like. We might be able to give you a clue, or, you know, I might have to have an arborist come out, but we could try to give you a clue as to what's going on.
Okay, cool. And I will just give me one more reason to stop in. So,
okay.
Absolutely. Along with that, if you do have questions for Jan, typically our time is kind of short before 9 o'clock, but Jan on for an entire, well, almost an hour with Gary. So
that's
if you
right.
have more questions for Jan, she'll be back at 10:10 this morning on Talk of the Town with Gary Stevens. Jan, you talk a lot about Michigan State University Extension classes, and I know they've got a bunch coming up talking about conservation practices.
Yeah, I thought this was really cool. This is free, and it's going to happen on once a month. And what do they say? Tuesdays, twice a month. And it's going to be just different things about conservation. June 13th is going to be bumblebee conservation and what we can do to help them out. The 27th is soils. July 11th, we're going to talk about forests. And July 25, landscaping over septic systems. So they're doing a whole bunch of different things. It's free. You just have to visit the MSU Extension site, sign up. They'll give you the super secret code to get on. And they will have it afterwards, too. So if you miss that Tuesday, I think it's at 1 o'clock. Yeah, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If you can't do it then, you can always... they will record it and you can get to see it later. So I think it'd be kind of fun. It's got a lot of different, you know, maybe not every subject is something you're interested in, but September 12 is planting and planting a native plant pollinator garden. Or you can just go to June 2, Seniors Day. Jan will be doing that one also.
All right.
I will be presenting that. There's a focus on rare species, leaves on the ground for birds in the air. That one sounds kind of interesting too. So it is free. MSU Extension is doing this for free. You get all the experts in the field talking about it. So it'll be interesting.
Finally, Jan, this morning with Gary, you're going to talk the weed of the week, the insect of the week, product of the week, and whatnot. But I'm sure this is a common problem that I had. We talked about this a little bit last week, but your rodent of the week is moles, and that's a common problem around here. What do we do to get rid of them moles?
Them moles, they are a pain.
Yes.
There's two things, trapping or putting poison down in their runs. Those are our two choices of what to do for those guys, basically. Put the poison worm down in their run, in their active run, cover it up. No light can get back on it. Otherwise, they'll go right around it.
Okay.
And a trap, too. If you put a trap in and there's even a little bit of light coming in, it will just tunnel right around it. So keep that in mind. You may want to cover a trap with a bucket so no light's going to get in.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah.
And when I put the worm in the run, I make sure I wad up a piece of a grocery bag, put that in the hole, and then put dirt on top of it. So
no
nothing's
going
to get in there. Yeah, that is the key to getting it. And the mole worms are also a key because it tastes and feels, looks just like what they normally like to eat. So they'll gladly eat it and die.
Or I guess the third option is we talked, I do nothing because I went and I flattened out the mole beds and doesn't seem to be any change. So you're telling me they've moved on?
They've moved on. They just were tunneling through your yard looking for stuff. And obviously, you don't have any good stuff in your lawn.
That's just fine with me. So I guess I'll just sprinkle a little grass seed or something above those mole hills.
Yep.
And hopefully something will come back. All right. It's the Garden Party with Jan Musin. Jan, you're back at 10:10 with Gary. What are you going to talk about this morning?
Oh, we might talk about moss. We might talk about, we'll do the countdown, but we might talk about whether we're going to see a lot of insects this summer or not. We're going to do a lot of different things.
Look forward to it 10:10 this morning, all part of Talk of the Town with Gary Stevens and Master Gardener Musin. Jan, have a nice little break. We will look forward to hearing back from you at 10:10. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Master Gardener Jan Musin, it is the Garden Party for a Tuesday morning.